What's up, everybody? We are back, and as you can see, we bribed our special guest from last episode to actually hang around and dive into some more questions with us. So we have the honor of having Dr. Teresa Lee, Ms. Shannon Bush, and Lauren with us on this episode. I can't say your last name. How do you say it for the people?
Just Lauren Melissa. Lauren Melissa. Cool. Boom. Here we go.
I can remember that. Cool. But they joined
Machiavelli.
Us for the second part.
That's it.
I can't say it.
I can't say your name.
But for the second part of season two's relationships episode, we actually have three female perspectives to add to our four guys, four mics and four perspectives, and hopefully we can bring you guys a really well-rounded show again. If you haven't heard last week's episode, you're playing yourself, go listen to it. It was amazing. Y'all are going to love it, and we're going to talk about it forever in a Facebook community group. With that being said, we're just going to go ahead and dive into this because we've been recording all night. So, question number one, and this is, we're going to lead with the ladies. Might have some bounce off for the fellas. But for the ladies, would you feel comfortable or would you even consider dating a guy that had a 90-day rule about spending money on you?
I'll start. No.
Oh, gosh. Whoa. Simple as that. That's right, Sarah. That's right.
The long and short. No. Wait.
The long and short of it is
we hear why you were so profound in your answer? Why are you still intent on being that aggressive?
That was aggressive. Yeah, No, period.
That was definitely aggressive.
Oh, shit. So, you know, as I mentioned before, there's no cookie cutter to relationships, right? So, you know, you go into relationships with these rules and these stipulations and these boundaries that you make up, you know, as you go along, and you might miss out on something great or grand. So we go into a relationship or we're dating, and you out the gate say, I'm not going to spend a dime on this dating process. So that's not to say there aren't any good dates that you can do that are free. But for 90 days, you're sticking to this. You're drawing a hard line in the sand and saying, I'm not coming out of the pocket for 90 days. You know, and to me, that just limits a lot of the things that you can do and how you get to know that other person, you know, because you want to see how they eat. How do they hold their fork? How do they chew, right?
Well, pay for your meal then.
What'd you say? Say what? Well,
I said, well, pay for your meal then.
Well, go yes. I mean, you could do that.
Keep it moving.
We could
Dutch
go
is Dutch. A thing.
Dutch is a thing, but I'm American, so I don't understand Dutch.
So foreign language. Dutch is a foreign language. Oh, well played.
Okay. So, first off, fuck that, okay? Because I get what you're saying. And
oh, this is about to be a spicy episode.
I was raised. No.
It's going down.
I was raised, the man pays, right? That's how I was raised. My mom taught me that way. This is what I do. It's not a big deal for me. But I also understand that it's okay if she pays too. Like, everybody wants equality until they don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can pay for your shit just like I can pay for my shit. Everybody wants to be, what do you want to call it?
Gender roles only work in your favor.
For 90 days.
Thank you.
I don't want equality. I want equity.
I have a question. Are y'all withholding the cookie for 90 days?
So what if you pay more?
Wait, more than we're talking about equity. Money right now.
We got to do what she said. Right. So that's why I said, so you said my equity. So if you make more than him, wouldn't it be equitable for you to pay?
How do we know I make more?
Hey.
Right.
Well, in 90 days,
you have to have that conversation.
So we're having a conversation about my finances, right? We're getting intimate.
We're having a conversation about our finances, not yours. Ours.
Eating ham sandwiches because you ain't taking me out to dinner
Should I have to pay every time we go out?
Hold on, wait. Before you finish, though, right? But Lauren, it don't mean that y'all can't eat. It means if y'all go eat, we all splitting the bill down the middle. what we saying. You can still do nice shit.
No.
I'm not taking The first couple days, I can pay on my own.
But the question was a 90-day rule, which means whether it's the first date, second date, third date, all the way to the 90 days, you ain't spending a dime. I'm not buying it. No, sir. I'm sorry.
And I'm spending a dime. I'm just spending those dimes on myself. And that doesn't mean I'm spending dimes on you. Right?
Steve Harvey, why is it reading book ass nigga. rules.
Because Steve Harvey's a hater, first off. But secondly, what I'm saying is, how come you guys can have a 90-day no cookie rule, but I can't have a 90-day no money
rule? It's about a no cookie rule. We don't even talk about
I'm just saying you did.
Shannon does not have a cookie rule.
90 days is a long time.
Hey, I really said in the last episode, I'm fucking. So that's not, that's besides the point. What I'm saying is,
no, that was his point.
There are people out there that won't do certain things after a certain point or whatever. So,
and
what's going on?
Doesn't believe in these rules, like, you know? No, we go off exactly. The butt. I you know.
Shannon says she's not going Dutch, and she doesn't have a cookie.
I don't.
There we go.
I've tried to make a cookie rule.
I'm just saying.
However,
not gonna.
Wait, Lauren. I want to hear this. Say that again.
Wait, Lauren. You said you have a cookie rule.
I've tried to make a cookie rule. The rules don't stick. That's why I think rules are meant to be broken.
They don't.
Absolutely.
Wait, they don't stick unless you.
She has.
Wait.
Which is why I feel like
I stick.
I'm gonna be saved on this episode.
So he can put in a 90-day rule as long as y'all agree to break it, right?
No, if he says no, if a guy steps to me and says,
and we can fuck.
No. If a guy steps to me and says, I have a 90-day rule, you know, I'm not paying for anything for 90 days. I'd be like, oh, really? Okay, that first day, we can go Dutch, whatever. Second day, you still on that? I'm all set. I'm good on you, dude. Like,
wait, guys, hold on. Before we jump in, I want to know why.
I want to know why.
Go ahead, Lauren.
You said you want to know why?
Yeah.
Why am I all set?
I want it to be more deep on that. Can I?
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask more than
Before we ask follow-up questions, I do want to. I know Dr. Teresa is happily married, but I wanted to get her thoughts on this subject, and then we can kind of dig deeper into that because we might have questions for her too.
Okay.
So my story is a little different with dating and all that. So I don't know. I think I grew up seeing so many unhappy relationships that I never made it a huge priority for me because I was like, I'm not trying to be miserable like y'all. So my husband and I's first date, I paid for it. And I paid for it online so that he wouldn't try to pull out money. He was offended. He looked at me crazy, but I needed him to know that I didn't need him. If he was going to be in my life, it was because I wanted him to be, not because I needed him to be. And I didn't have a 90-day rule. I was a virgin. So it was a lot longer than 90 days. And he didn't get nothing. So, I think we were dating maybe, a month or two before I told him, like, here's what it's going to be. And I will say, in the course of our dating, I paid for a couple trips. I paid for things because, I didn't need his money. I enjoyed it, but I didn't need it. And my husband's the only man I've been with. So, it was kind of a...
Okay.
It kind of is what
I'm not going to listen to my little sister talk about sex.
Well,
you just talk about money. You only talk about money.
How about that? You take them off. You only your headphones off.
No. This episode's about paying for stuff. Okay?
Sex is involved with relationships. Get out of here. Keep going. Hey, keep going, Teresha. What else you got?
I have boundaries. I have boundaries.
We don't. As you're well aware, we don't.
Boundaries, Cedric. I respect it.
I didn't know there was supposed to be a 90-day rule or even a Dutch rule. I just knew up front, I thought he was cool. I liked him. I wanted to hang out with him. But just in case he got any ideas, I knew I wasn't sleeping with him. So I didn't want him to feel like at the end of the date that I owed him.
I was always ready
to pay until I became comfortable enough with him where I knew he wasn't crazy or a creep and try to do something to me. So... that's kind of how I look at it more. You know, I'm okay with Dutch because I don't know you anyway. And I don't want you to think you bought me a $2 burger and I owe you something. So, right. But it's also in presentation too. It's how you say it. You can't just come across like, oh, you automatically trying to treat me like I'm a gold digger because I expect you to pay for dinner. But if you say, okay, listen, here's how I'm approaching this. I think you're cool. I want to get to know you, but here's kind of the standard that I have. Okay, that's great. Because then that in turn allows me to share with you, here's my hard line as well. So here's what we're not going to do.
Then we can say it real nice and then be like 90 days before I give you anything.
Wait, I want to go back.
Because I'm going to be like 90 days before I give you anything.
Hey.
Right.
And you have not given anybody anything. Those babies came from Jesus.
The Immaculate Conception. Four times.
The spark brought them.
Them babies came from Jesus.
For
okay?
record, I don't agree with just 90 days. But I want to play devil's advocate.
I want to go back to Lauren and Shannon. So, Pete. Y'all talking about you going to miss your blessing by not. Are you going to miss yours because he won't pay for you? So is it about the money?
Bang.
No.
I was because here's why. Get into that.
Because
exactly.
You know, I don't want to be with the type of man that's going to limit anything with me, period. You know, because I don't limit anything because, you know, I love without limits. So don't limit our opportunity,
love yet.
Don't limit it.
Wait, so like, okay, so boundaries. Shannon. So boundaries are all bad. Wait. Like, you want somebody who's just like balls to the walls, girl. You showed up. I'm gonna give you my everything today.
What's wrong with that?
Hell no.
Right.
Because
Shannon,
I don't know you like that. There's levels to
Shannon,
this.
Never will if you tell me you ain't coming saying. Out the pocket.
Damn, Shannon. I get what you're saying. I absolutely get what you're saying. I am a carpe diem type of nigga. Like, let's have fun today, whatever. But you can't get mad at somebody who is literally trying to be fiscally responsible and saying, this is what I'm willing to do for this amount of time before.
There's no anger. I'm not mad. We just aren't a good fit, right? We talk about good fits.
So you'll walk away from a good guy if he's not, if he won't spend money on you. He could be a good guy, but he won't spend money on
you. You are an independent woman that can do everything you want to by yourself.
That's one of the
things. How can we can't go judge for 90 days?
We're getting deep in this. Hold on. So you're saying that he can't be a good guy if he doesn't spend money. Like,
That's what that means.
Wow.
He's fiscally responsible.
If you can't,
I wouldn't use that. It's not fiscally responsible.
Yeah. I'm not saying buy me gifts because gifts isn't even my love language. I'm not expecting extravagant stuff, but you can't even feed me. You can't buy me food. That's the bare minimum.
It's not that he can't,
no,
but that doesn't mean he can't.
Right, this 90-day rule means you can't because you're sticking to a rule. I'm not doing this because it's a rule. If you can't feed me, I'm all set. That is the bare minimum. That's the least you can do is feed me.
Or the least you can do is feed yourself.
But what is his responsibility
that's
to feed you?
That's the least I can do show up
now, listen,
and have a drink with you. That's the least. If we're talking about least... Let's really talk about the least.
We get it. You can do less than that. All right, keep going. Go ahead.
I haven't.
We're not going to have this
conversation. Okay, it's over.
Fuck out of here.
I haven't picked a side, so I don't want you. I'm just asking questions. So you're saying the least you can do is feed you. But is that his responsibility? Is that his responsibility?
Not, it's an investment. To feed you. It's an investment. If you're trying to,
okay,
get to
okay,
know
so
me.
What if he's not ready to make that type of investment?
Why don't you invest in me? Invest in us. Why don't you invest?
What
feed me, goddammit. How about
right,
that?
We'll make...
Shit, I'm hungry too.
But BJ,
shit,
but they never,
you know what I'm saying?
But BJ, they never said they wouldn't.
Not right. one.
Right.
They never said they wouldn't.
Not one. And the thing about it is, we'll do it.
But that's the argument you're making, girl.
We will feed you, take care of you, buy you a whole new wardrobe because what you got on ain't hitting. We going to make sure that your locks is twisted up and oiled properly. We going to make sure that, you know.
Please stop acting like all dudes are scrubs. All dudes don't need no woman to take care of them and dress them and all that.
But that's what women are. That's what women do. That's what women do. We're nurturers. Thank you. Like, we do that. Already without anything, right? That's just who
without
we are as women, exactly.
Y'all three.
Better when we know that you're going to
there
take care of you. So
there
you
is.
Show that you're willing to take care of us. We'll take care of you even better.
Can I say this?
We just want to know that it's mutual.
Can I qualify this? Stop saying we, because all women are not nurturers, and all women will not add to your life.
Well, it's
some
three
women,
of us on
only
here.
About. Okay, I go with y'all. Okay, y'all three.
Bet. Three out of a million.
That's what I said. I said all men. Right. All men. I said all men aren't scrubs, right? So okay, y'all three, cool. I can roll with that. But no sweeping. We gonna come in your life and make you better. Some of y'all needs to stay by yourself and better your own.
Okay, so guys, I'm gonna pick a side here. I think it's absurd for a guy to make a 90-day rule about not paying for shit.
I agree. I think it's
just stupid. It's absurd.
And that's the
it's
thing.
One thing to have, and even.
Wait,
but here's the thing. Like, even when we're talking about if a woman has a 90-day, even if a woman has a 90-day rule against sex, giving up a woman giving up her body to me is a lot different than somebody breaking off a few dollars that they probably gonna spend on some bullshit anyway, right? So I wouldn't even bring that into the argument. I think if somebody has a 90-day rule around spending, it's some bullshit, and they just being petty.
Mm-hmm.
If they start off petty as fuck, basically. Men, women, perhaps, or anybody.
Perhaps, but I have a question for you. Why is it that women giving up their body is such a big deal? Because men, we're just as precious as women.
Right, but there's a level of intimacy.
So, like, stop. I'm just saying, sex is sex, right? Like, our nuts are called jewels for a reason. Like, we shouldn't just, like, give up our shit easily. I don't give a fuck.
Where's this coming from?
Okay, so JT, I'm sorry. BJ, you're right.
No, why
BJ,
not?
You are in left field a little bit.
You're talking about women.
But I agree with you. It is a thing where it's like.
I get what you're saying.
It is left field, and it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But. I do agree what you're saying.
It's exactly the same fucking topic.
Yeah, let's not act like.
I was just about to say, like,
what I'm saying. Let's not act.
No.
BJ
makes a valid point. Let's not act like that in a sexual situation, only the woman is giving up her body. Both of them are getting up their bodies.
Thank you.
Both of them are making a decision, and both of them should be appreciated.
Nobody ever said that wasn't a thing, though. It's all everybody else is laughing about.
That's what I said, Dre. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. However, he's making a point.
But you presented it as,
the same thing can be true for a man. If somebody doesn't want to give up their sexual intimacy, that's different than somebody giving up a few dollars. Men, women, in between.
Yeah.
Are we talking about prostitution or are we talking about dating?
We're talking about dating.
How much money? No, just kidding.
BJ's talking about prostitution. No, just kidding. JT, you've been quiet, man. Where you at with this?
So the whole situation is absurd to me, and I think Dre already just pointed out the reasons why. I would never want to go into a situation and if I'm first date, maybe Dutch, probably not. I would not be cool with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, she won't pay for her.
And if somebody did that bullshit that Teresa pulled, I would be pissed the fuck off. Y'all better not ever do that if y'all go on a date with me. I will be pissed off. My bad, JT. No, just got me riled up for a second.
Yeah.
What if they pay?
Oh my god!
So you're from a set list of things you can't go over this budget. But no, for 90 days is like I could.
I've only put down $100. You better make sure.
I can't sit here and say that 90 days. I do believe there could be a conversation of like, hey, look, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to do XYZ for you for 90 days because I want to see where you are. You know what I'm saying? Like I think in the sense of what somebody said, like not asking for gifts, you know what I'm saying? A whole bunch of extra shit. But if we going out to the movies or something like that, like I think those are reasonable things for a man to pay for. Like even if that thing's just kind of like trapped in the past to some people, for me, that's just how I was raised. And I'm cool with that. If she's not on that, that's a blessing financially. But at the same time, that's not how I roll. But you know, 90 days is a long time for you to say, like, you're not going to spend some money because of you trying to be financially responsible. That's stupid. If you're trying to be financially responsible, you don't need to date.
You don't need
to. Because then you don't need to, like, go do anything.
Exactly.
So that is also the problem, though. Because, nigga, I tell you this. I have a hell of a lot more money when I'm single and not dating than when I'm fucking dating motherfuckers. How about that shit?
there's a sacrifice that comes along.
What I mean is,
it makes totally sense
and accomplish. Right.
Get the.
You know what? So y'all saying I got a lot more money when I stopped drinking for 3 months too. But sometimes I want to go to the bar and have a fucking sip.
So y'all,
it's part of the game.
That's cool.
It's part of the game.
Is it a consensus? Is it a consensus that if someone is not fiscally, if someone's not, you know, financially stable at the time, that they disqualify from dating for you all? You can't get to know somebody because you don't have money. You only get to know somebody.
Answer your question. Wait,
I'm gonna say to a degree.
That's what it sounds like.
That's what you guys are saying.
I get where you come from, Laura.
If we ended the last episode saying, make sure you know you're ready, you're whole, you know you're in a place to where you can be in a relationship. That is all encompassing. That includes being financially safe, stable. Okay, if you cannot afford.
Wait, why does my finances have anything to do with my dating situation?
No,
like, I'm not responsible.
I'm just saying
finances.
In general. It's an investment. It's an investment. Like to Dre's point, it's a part of the game.
It is.
It's a part of the game.
Let her finish.
It's a part of the dating game. If you cannot afford to date,
I'm just trying to.
If you cannot afford to date, then don't date. Right? If you need to still work on your finances, then work on your finances.
So can you afford to invest?
You can flirt all you want. You can flirt all you want. Flirting is free.
Can you afford to invest in me? Can you afford to invest in me? Can you take me out?
I live in California, right? I live in California. If I'm not, you know, financially ready to spend money on somebody, I can't just be like, you know what? I'm ready to date. I can't take you out like that. We can go to the beach. We can go to Golden Gate Park. We can go on a hike.
Ain't nobody trying
we can
to
go
hear
do
that,
all
right?
these things.
Ain't nobody
that,
trying to hear that.
We can go do all these things that don't cost any money. Like, I got to have a certain threshold of money to support you in order to get to
that's
know
not
you.
It.
No.
That's
well,
not
but
that's
saying, not saying, it. here's why I agree with them, though. It's not necessarily that, but if you're not in a place
I'm
where...
I'm just asking questions. I'm not all disagreeing right, no, no. and arguing. I'm just
but questions. Here's why I think that's not the case. Because if you're not in a place that you can afford to fucking date, that's putting all of the financial burden on the other person, which isn't fair to them.
Not necessarily.
Financially.
If I meet you at a If I meet you at a trail,
that's not what he said.
If I meet you at a trail to go on a hike, your only financial burden
those
is getting
things
there.
Are
so
cool.
Pick you up.
So we're gonna do ninety days worth of free shit. I don't
Nobody
see that happening
days.
In real life.
All
90, well, maybe that's maybe three or four days. Maybe three or four
days.
That's
what we're doing. Hike.
Right.
No. Right.
We're not. No. How y'all? Now y'all adding to it. All I'm saying is that. All I'm saying is that for a person to begin dating, y'all are saying that he has to be able to financially support you and your and what you want to do for fun.
No.
I don't think it's a one-way street like you're saying. It's not a one-way street like you're saying, Sid. Nobody says
it's
a one-way street. Nobody says it's a one-way street. We're saying it's both ways, and it should be both ways.
Sid,
I hear you.
But you're not listening to us.
Sid, I hear you. I hear you exactly.
Get your drunk ass out the camera. Right.
I'm trying to hear y'all. I want to hear y'all.
We're saying
all I hear is like, you shouldn't date if you're not ready.
We're saying it's both ways. And I'm saying if y'all can't meet in the middle, then it's not an equal relationship. One person is bringing on too much burden trying to make sure they're carrying everybody else financially, male or female. Because if I got to pay for everything, then it's like,
I live in a state where you can literally.
Okay, so why should
they? No.
But what they're saying is the man should have to pay for everything.
That's how I'm saying
said that.
Okay. Here's what I'm saying.
You got too drunk to understand again.
Okay, y'all, listen.
No, I'm not.
What I'm saying,
me and Seth are literally saying the same thing.
Seth said, don't lump me in with you because that's not what he's saying.
So what I'm saying is that you can literally, in this great state of California, you can date for months without worrying about spending money on somebody. You really can. There's so many different natural parks and places and trails and sceneries and everything else you can do that doesn't cost money. You're telling me that if I'm dating you and I haven't spent money on you yet, but I've taken you out and we had a good time, that I shouldn't date you because I haven't spent money.
Let's go back to 90 days.
I
want
to be outside. Okay. It's hot and I'm sweating.
We be winning and then y'all say
this. She just got her hair done.
We be winning and then y'all say this.
So it comes down to money.
You see what they're doing?
It comes down to money.
You see what they're doing right now?
I'm approaching it from a more holistic point of view, right? I'm not saying that the man needs to pay for every single thing. That's not what I'm saying at all. But if you are approaching dating and you already know, okay, I'm not ready. I don't have the means to pay for a dinner. I don't have the means to pay for X, Y, and Z, anything for that matter, then perhaps you should be working on yourself and not trying to bring somebody else into your mess. And I don't want to call it a mess because maybe it's not a mess. Maybe it was something that happened. But straighten yourself out before you try to invite somebody in there. Because, yeah, maybe you were running on a trail. You saw a girl you liked. She was cute. BJ, let me finish. BJ, let me finish. BJ, let me finish. Wait, no.
What you're saying is they're not good enough.
You say you're running on a trail. You see a girl that you like. She's cute. I want to get to know her. Yes, you can still build a friendship, but not get it to the point where I'm actually trying to pursue you on that level. You're not ready yet because there's still work that needs to be done on a personal level. Dating, for me, leads to somewhere. Dating with a purpose. Okay. So let me clarify. Dating with a purpose. Right. You're dating with a purpose. If you're just dating to have fun, then sure.
Okay.
Take BJ's approach. Take all that. But if I'm dating, I'm dating toward an end goal. I'm just not out here. And so what you show me.
Okay, but why does
Say it. Hold on, real quick. Real quick before you do
money,
it.
Why does money because indicate
dating?
Your...
Dating is give and take. I can pay for something. You can pay for something. We go back and forth in the dating thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot afford to every once in a while do something, then that to me says like, oh, you need to concentrate on your finances.
All right. So peep this. A person can be financially stable, but they can take care of all their bills. They can take care of their children. They can take care of whatever else they got going on in their lives. They might not have the extra funds to take you out and spend $100 on a meal. But what they can do is afford to put gas in their car and meet you at a park, or they can meet you at like, it's so many different things to do that doesn't cost money. And you're saying that if you don't spend money on me, then you're not.
If I'm spending money on
you're gonna
you,
you're going to be ready if I spend money.
You can take care of all your responsibility, all your bills. Okay, let me respond to what you said. Let me respond to what Seth had mentioned.
Not at all.
No, he's not.
Get out of here with that.
You're pandering like a motherfucker.
That's
right
dumb.
Both of you niggas are. You guys are BJ, mad.
BJ, you don't pay for dates.
Right. Fucking bullshit. I'm not. I pay for dates all the time. But what I'm saying is, if I
don't call your mom,
doesn't mean I'm a bum.
You go to the stream.
You know what I'm saying?
Nobody said that. Again, okay, you're making up shit. You're making up shit.
Shut up, Dre. Shut the fuck up. I get that.
Okay, you get that you're making it up.
But what I'm saying is, just because I can't pay for shit today or all the time doesn't mean I'm a bad guy. Or doesn't mean I need to work on myself. It just means
so stay home.
Nigga, I'm broke.
So
this
stay
week.
Home.
So what?
Don't take me out. Stay home.
I'm fucking broke this week.
Yeah. Okay, so if he invites you up, So
I will stay home. I will stay home, and guess what? I won't date your bougie ass because I gotta stay home. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's no big deal.
What if he stays home and invites you?
A real woman is gonna let me. We gonna do
so
our
what
thing.
What if he stays home and invites you over?
She gonna understand that we can stay home and just have and
what
watch
if he stays
a movie
home and says,
or whatever.
I cook for you, and we can watch a movie, and I'm a cook. But he ain't spending money. He's not
it
pulling
sounds
money
romantic
out of his
right now
to pay for a meal that you've
I just
seen.
Think there's a finite amount of time that could go on. I don't see that as sustainable is what I'm saying. It can happen, but it's not sustainable. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
That's it.
So we're not even really talking about sustainability. Cedric
Bennett,
you guys
I appreciate
said that
we're talking about a relationship. We're talking about a long-term relationship.
No, dating. What you
no,
guys,
we're talking about 90 days. We're talking about 90 days of dating.
That's a long
what
time.
Said, what you guys said specifically.
That's
what
a
you,
long time.
What you guys said specifically is that you should not date if you're not financially stable. Y'all ain't said nothing about being in a relationship, nothing about getting married. Y'all
what
said
else
do
we
not date
about?
If you're not financially
well,
stable.
I'm
talking about
when I say a long term, I'm saying 90 days. 90
no,
days
no,
is
no,
a long
no,
time.
Same person.
90 Stop. Days is a long time.
Stop.
On a hiking trip.
Yeah.
How many times do you hike?
Listen to what Cedric has to say right now. Listen,
right.
Say it again.
We responded.
You can do a lot of things. As a matter of fact, I'm not even free like
you're
that
wrong.
To date you 1,000 times in 90 days. You might only get 4 dates out of me in 90 days. And if 4 of those dates happen to be free and I'll sit well with you, I'll sit with
okay.
DJ on that. Then I won't date you. It's cool. Somebody else is going to appreciate the fact that I can
I feel like people are taking something
and
personal
your company.
And it's not the situation for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. Like, that's niggas not how you operate. That's just not how you operate. Niggas and shit.
What are we talking about? Go.
I have another side of the argument.
That is absolutely not what it is.
Don't try to take shots at people's like character just because they don't.
No, we're saying the aggression seems like it's more to it than just.
No, it's just a lot of people, and we're all black, so we're gonna talk about.
No, that's not.
We're just saying. No, we're telling you how it's coming off. It might not be.
Tarisha.
Okay, everybody take a deep breath. So here's the thing. I think you all are have to take in consideration some background information. We are in a capitalistic society. So every day, whether we like it or not, we are being inundated with messages that we don't have enough. So we need more. Shiner, bigger. Shiner, bigger, you know, glossier things, right? So while we think that a picnic is a romantic date, we also subscribe to picnic services that are like $1,000 just to sit on the beach. Like, at least they do in Florida where I am. But you know, my picnic basket and some sandwiches out in the kitchen is less than that. I'm saying I'm leaning towards BJ and Cedric because here's what I know for sure. A house is an investment. Jewelry is an investment. A date, like $200-$300 for dinner. But if you tell me, listen, I know this is our first date, but I'm interested. I'd like to get to know you. But here's my plan. My plan is to invest in this and to build this. So for the next 90 days, let's get to know one another. And after 90 days, if I feel like we're going to the next level, then I'm all in. Time, money, everything. Okay, I like that. Because see, I am a rule person. I like rules. And I don't mind you having rules because I got rules. So I'm willing to follow yours, especially if you take me along on the ride and say, here's what I'm planning. Here's what I'm trying to do. Now, here's the reason why I don't agree that you have to have a certain financial status to date. Because there are people who work every day, some of the hardest working people I know, for pennies. And they can barely afford what they're doing. But that does not mean that they don't deserve to have love and a family.
No, that's cool. I agree with that. But I think you also have to agree with somebody. Yeah.
So that starts with dating.
Oh, yeah.
That starts with dating. So that means you got to go to church.
That means I should be able to grow person, JC?
I cannot. Fuck no. I cannot. And that's what works for me.
And that's okay.
And that's what I was saying.
And that's okay.
Shit.
And that's how.
Like, no, for real. Like, we're going to sit here and talk about, like, what works for somebody else.
Dating, another person's finances have nothing to do with you.
I understand that, and I think that is dope and commendable, and they do deserve love and to go out on dates. However, if someone does not feel like that is the standard in which they want to pursue a relationship, that should be cool for them. And clearly y'all not mixing at the moment. And if you want to meet someone where they are, then you'll do the work that's necessary. If that's work, like hours or at a job, then that's what it is. You just got to find somebody to meet whatever requirements that you have. I have different financial requirements on things.
Absolutely. I'm with you, JP.
If someone's over-concerned with my finances, and I just, we're talking about 90 days. In the first 90 days, you're over-concerned with what I make and what's in my pocket?
I feel like it's way...
I ain't trying to fool with you.
Well, yeah. No, but, like, yeah. So the question is, like, what are you doing for yourself?
No, it's not way off. We're talking about 90 days, and we're talking about if you're not financially stable to date...
3 months.
Then, I mean, if you're not financially stable, you shouldn't date. My thing is that my first 90 days, if all you're worrying about is how much you're making, what you're doing, and what you're spending on me, go find somebody else who can do that.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
Money to blow on that's you. True, but ain't nobody talking about blowing money.
And not only that,
why can't you do it?
Well, because
you're implying that's true. That's not exactly. Nobody's saying that's true, BJ. You're implying that because what if they can't do it themselves.
I'm not implying that.
Nobody said that.
It's all about reciprocity.
A person is taking a risk already, right? Especially men. If we're supposed to be the ones who got to start it, pursue it, pay everything, be whatever for you, all that. That's cool. You're taking a risk, but you might be taking a risk on a bum. So I gotta get $1,000 in before I say, oh shoot, I done spent too much money, I'm done. Or like, what if I don't wanna invest all this money in you and you a person right off the street? I just met you.
I have a question for the men.
You a person right off the street. I just met you.
No. Hello. I think men, I think you all know a gold digger when you see one. Right? You all know when you run into a woman that is just out to get you for money.
A lot of the time.
Y'all sound like gold diggers right now.
A lot of the time.
You can tell. There's characteristics of a woman who is just out to just run you dry.
It is.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It sounds like gold digger. Yeah. In the first 90 days, you went about my pocket.
Or maybe not. But BJ, but Sid, to your point, though, right, when you're saying that you can be doing all of this for a bum, if, let's say, there is a man that can't afford to take a girl out, maybe she's thinking I'm doing all this and he's the bum because we can't even go to McDonald's on his dime.
Well, when I said bum, I wasn't talking about money.
What are you talking about, then?
A bum person.
Right. Even then, like
some people
then,
just bum.
He could be a good man, but be a good man
because he's still a good man.
Just
so you think everybody qualifies for the same love?
Fuck yeah, maybe I'm.
I mean, I get it.
No, everybody qualifies for the same love, but not the same person.
Okay,
love is love.
Okay,
I got you, JT. I'm with you, JT.
Love
I'm
is
with
love.
You on that. Absolutely. So all I'm saying is like
I get what he's trying to say, but
all
I'm
saying
is
like if you like okay, so if Shannon has this expectation. Lauren has an expectation. Teresha has an expectation.
He's clearly drunk and obnoxious right now.
So if these women are saying they have an expectation.
I'm not. I'm just, you guys are on that bullshit.
If these women are saying they have an expectation and they're saying that they want to see these things from a man starting out, then cool. Like we just said in the last episode. Listen, I ain't saying you're a bad person.
Yeah.
You just ain't for me. And I'm rocking that. So my response is like this. I'm the type of person that says, if whatever reason I'm in a place where I feel like I'm going to do a whole bunch of free dates, and my free dates don't appeal you because they're free, then to me, I don't want to deal with that. You're not a bad person, but somebody else wants to spend all the money they can on you.
I feel like y'all do extremes.
Me, I'd rather meet you at a park. I'd rather meet you at the carnival. Because like, in Oakland, we have like.
So extreme.
What if I want to meet you at the Juneteenth Festival? And be like, let's just meet there.
It's not extreme.
Right?
That's
not extreme.
So here's the thing, though, Seb. I'm saying this if a guy won't do it for 90 days. If I was trying to date a girl and she said she wasn't willing to spend nothing for 90 days, yeah. I wouldn't fuck with her either. I think it's the same no matter the race. I think there's a certain amount of give and take that needs... Yeah, sorry.
I got you. I got you.
A certain amount of give and take...
But that wasn't the question.
Let me finish it. Shut up. There's a certain amount of give and take that needs to be there, and if somebody's drawing a line on the sand talking about you don't get no money in 90 days no matter what you're doing for me, it's bullshit.
Oh, yeah,
to me.
I agree with you on that,
Right? I think it's selfish, yeah. And I think it's rooted in a problem that I don't want to fucking deal with.
Boom,
so that's why, no matter who it is, it's
fine.
An issue.
No,
that's why.
So
what's the question? That was literally the question.
That's fine, but that also was not
the
question.
That's literally the question.
This entire question is completely
You think it's not the question? That's fine. That's fine. It wasn't a question.
No, it wasn't the question because it was about men. So, you want to reread the question and tell me that? All right,
literal guy. So cool. I was just drawing the comparison to women. I literally said I'm going to draw the comparison.
No, but I do agree. I do agree with you, Dre. My arguments to the contrary of some of y'all's points have not been to the contrary of
it
being silly that you're saying for 90 days I'm not going to spend nothing.
And that's why we're talking
as a rule. I think
Right. Yeah. Okay. So moving right along.
Oh, that's going to be fun to edit.
To the next question. We're editing.
Right.
Along with spending money, and I want the fellas to start with this one, and well, ladies, y'all can jump in, piggyback, ask questions along the way. But, guys, do you think it's fair for a girl to expect you to pay for a babysitter if you want to take them out on a date if they have kids? Is that your responsibility?
I almost said something that my mama would have been not happy to hear me say.
JT, what you got?
Fuck no, it ain't fair. How the hell are you going to sit here and tell me I need to pay for a damn babysitter to take care of your kids while I take them to get to know you? More than likely, I'm paying for the date, for the dinner and stuff. But you telling me I need to pay for someone to watch your kids? You letting me know.
Unless your date is free.
Unless my date is free. But honestly, in true fashion, that tells me where you might be financially, either mentally or where your pockets are. And that's totally fine, right?
So how you deal with money. Right?
How you deal with money. Like, one... I really shouldn't feel like I need to pay for someone to watch your kids. I shouldn't have that pressure. If I offer that, it's totally fine. But she doesn't. She didn't be coming out the pocket.
Bullshit. Seriously.
Nigga, shut up and let him.
You think it's cool for to be like, hey,
I am.
If you want to take me out on a date, you got to pay for a babysitter.
I bet you $5 he's gonna agree with you.
I would say this.
I bet he's gonna agree with you. Watch.
No.
All right. What you got, B?
No. If I really like the girl, yes, I will pay for that babysitter. Honestly,
that's cool. I'm not knocking that part.
And I'm gonna say this. What
if you don't know her enough yet, though?
You would never know her enough until you do know her enough, right? So, if you're really trying to get to know somebody, shut up.
I'm trying to understand.
You,
you're saying you'll pay.
You're not going to
wait, but you're saying you'll pay if you know her. And then I said, what if you don't know her? You said you'll never know her. So when would you pay?
No, that's not what I said.
That's why I'm asking you to explain. I said you would never know something. That's why I'm asking you to explain, nigga.
Could you shut up?
Yeah, if you clarify.
You would never know somebody enough until you know them enough. So what I said was, if you're really trying to get to know somebody and you're really trying to get in there, yeah, I'll pay for that babysitter.
Yeah. So here's the problem. Here's the problem for me. Meet this girl off the
street. I'm not saying I'm just giving,
if you like head over heels, you kind of like, oh, like I really want to know this girl. You know what I'm saying? I totally get that. I totally get it. But it's not your obligation. It is not your obligation where you need to be fenced in.
It's not your obligation. That's what I'm saying.
But that's what I'm saying. If she comes up with it.
But if you want to know her.
I dare you to make a mother. And I dare you to act like you're finna fix your mouth to tell me to pay for your day. Listen, if you can't afford daycare, you can't date.
Well, that's the same thing everybody else says.
Now it's okay to not have enough money to date.
I'm telling you right now, I dare to act like it's my responsibility to take care of you and another man's kid, and I just met you. Like, I'm not their stepdaddy. I'm not even your dude yet. And you gonna talk about pay my debt? Act like it. You ain't want to kick it for real. You a sabotage.
Especially like first dates. I ain't doing no shit like that on the first date.
I met you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing it.
Hey girl, how you doing? Can I get your number? All right, cool. Yeah, let's go to McDonald's. what can you pay for my kids?
What I think you guys are
BJ, you sound like a Captain Saberhole right now, boy.
You guys are like attributing.
No, he got his view is decent. I don't completely agree, but I definitely did.
Stop. You guys are literally attributing this to somebody who ain't
you can
got
have everything going. You can be the vice president of the United States of America. Yeah. You better pay for your own dang daycare.
Period.
With a T on it. How you make that sound? Period.
No matter what. Period. With the spit.
Niggas ain't shit. Y'all niggas. Cool.
Yeah, so my answer to this is I agree with JT and said. I'm not fucking paying for that shit. I'll put it this way. If we're dating for a while and I decide hey, you know what, I'm gonna pay for the babysitter tonight, cool. Right. But if it's ever brought to me like you need to do this for me to go on a date, fuck you. You gonna be a babysitter because you ain't got no plans tonight no more.
Because also that tells me a little bit about your network. That tells me a little bit about your network and your village. That's where I come from.
Like, what type of woman is going to ask me to pay for her daycare?
That's where I am. That's the issue.
All right. So we got in. Ladies, what are y'all thoughts on this?
Shit happens.
What are the ladies' thoughts on this? Let them get in. Let them get in. We got time to come back, nigga.
So I'll start. So I would never ask that, number one, because I'm just very private, number one. Like, I don't want you to know, like the inner workings of my home on our first date. Like, that's none of your business. I have had a man offer to pay for a date, pay for a sitter for me because he wanted to take me out. My baby was small at the time. He was like one, and he was like, I'll pay for your sitter. Like, he wanted to go out, and he like followed up with, I'll pay for your sitter. Now, of course I didn't need that. But, it was interesting to hear that because it made me think that's something he's accustomed to, right? That must be something he's accustomed to. The type of women he deals with need money for a sitter. And, I was just kind of like,
or he was just willing enough to do that.
I never even mentioned that I needed it. Like, for him to just, like, that was like his, I want to take you out, I'll pay for your sitter. It was like,
almost chauvinistic.
I never even... Like my son has a father. Like, he can go with his dad. Like, it doesn't cost a dime, right? So, for him to, like, offer that, I was just kind of thrown off. Like, it was just something I didn't expect. But I would never –
Shannon, did you perceive that in a negative way?
I perceived it as, okay, the type of women he dates doesn't have, like, sitters or, like, they have to pay or he has to – like, that's something he's done before. That's something he's used to. Like, he's used to that. So I was just kind
of. It sounds negative.
A little bit.
Negative. It felt negative. I'm going to be honest. Like for me.
It's almost like chauvinistic,
like
right?
He was a different type of dude. So I was like,
It's chauvinistic. Exactly. Why is it that we can say men should pay for all this shit and all that? And then when he says, you know what? I want to make sure you can come out with me. I will pay for your sitter. I just want to make sure we can have a good time. It's a bad thing.
Drake, can you read the question again?
You guys can't have it both ways. You can't say.
Read the question one more time.
Is it fair for a girl to expect for their date to pay for a babysitter if they want to take
them out? I think the keyword in there is expect.
It's expect.
That's the keyword.
I don't expect that ever.
So BJ, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. If you got it like that, you can just be like, hey, listen.
And it's a nice gesture.
The whole night's
on me.
It's
totally fine to do.
That's cool. But for you to come to me and expect me to, nah. Yeah, you ain't got no
plan. That's the difference.
Expect me?
That's
no.
That's the question.
Absolutely. But is it wrong if it happens?
That's FYT.
No, it's not. It's not wrong.
Yeah, I said at some point I might feel like
I'll be the asshole.
It's not wrong if it happens.
If the guy wants to do it.
If the guy wants to do it.
If you want to, but don't. That's where I've been coming from this whole time, the expectation.
But also, don't come to the table first off with, if you want to get to know me, then you need to pay for my babysitter. Like, I have problems with that off the top. In the, like, second, third date, you know what I'm saying? Something like that, for sure. But in the first initial date, I just feel like that's something you need to have in your back pocket, either family, a network, or something like that, or money yourself to pay for a sitter. A neighbor to drop it off at, you know, drop the baby off at, not it, but
it.
Yeah, I had to clean it up.
Drop it off somewhere.
Tell you ain't got no kids. Bring little nigga over. Bring little nigga over.
Yeah.
Lauren, Teresa, did y'all want to get in here? We ain't hear from y'all. What are y'all thoughts on this? Thoughts, questions?
I mean, you can ask whatever you want. It doesn't mean you'll get it, but where are you trying to go? Are you trying to take me on a trip? And then you offer, then I'm going to say, okay, so are you watching the kids? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I think a trip is a little extreme.
Maybe.
Like,
that's
if I want to go to a restaurant.
Fix your mind to be on some gutter-ish like that.
No, I don't. I expect you to honestly, I'm trying to put myself in there. Like, if I'm dating the kids,
right,
would I ask a man to watch my kid?
To pay for it.
Yeah.
To pay for it.
I was trying to process it through y'all conversation, and I was trying to think, okay, what would be...
It don't add up, right?
It still don't make logical sense.
And that's right.
I can't wrap my brain around this. I mean, honestly, you might not even know I have kids on the first date.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You won't have kids until we're actually on the date and I mention the kids.
Yeah, there's levels to this. You don't need to know my... Like, kids are personal with me. Like...
Right, but I said a lot of people don't bring up their
kids
for a while.
Until we get on, like JC just said, we get on a date and it's like, oh yeah, my son, my daughter.
It's not what we're talking about right now, though.
Cool. You happy you made that point?
We're literally talking about this.
I'm just saying, that's not what we're talking about.
We talked about the expectation and then we went further with it.
What you want to argue, B?
I don't know.
BJ don't want to argue, so we can go ahead and jump to commercial, and we will be right back while he sobers up.
Wait, we're retarded because we don't want to pay for childcare, BJ?
Everybody, it's Shannon Bush Smith, and I just wanted to invite everyone to donate to the 1528 Patreon account. You can find the link in the notes and on the Instagram page for their account.
Yo, what's up, everybody? We gonna finish up this relationship episode with a question about, again, something that's happened in the media. Quavo recently took back a car that he gifted his ex. I want to know what are y'all thoughts on that. Is that something that any of y'all would ever feel comfortable doing? And if it ever happened to y'all on the other side, how would you actually feel about it?
That who wants was to kick it gangsta. Off? I thought it was the coolest thing I read that day.
I did not think that's
that was very tasteful.
Dude, no, it was a $100,000 vehicle. It wasn't like it was a pair of shoes or an outfit. He took back his hoodie.
Yeah, she didn't earn
it. Wasn't
that.
Like he was just exactly. Like, give me back that engagement ring I gave you. I mean, no, if I bought you a $100,000+ vehicle, and
$250,000.
You're not finna be rolling around
car.
My car with somebody else. I'm good.
Let's be real.
That's whose fault is that? You should have never bought a car.
Why is that tasteless? Well,
if it happened to me, I wouldn't.
What do they say? Don't buy a pair of shoes.
If it happened to me,
huh?
So somebody won't walk out to life. Yeah.
What do people say? Don't buy a pair of shoes because they'll walk out on you.
Right.
So he bought a car. But I'm just saying, like, he bought a car. A gift is a gift. Don't, once you give a gift, it's a gift. Don't ask for it back. That's
yeah, but a gift with in my name?
No, he didn't ask for it back. Yeah. He didn't ask.
Yeah, especially cars in my
name. Actually, fact check, she still has the car. She just put it on the lot. She just sold it to a dealership for them to sell. So, like, she still had it up until probably like last week.
He sold it.
No, he did not. She still had the car.
Okay, it really doesn't matter.
But I'm just saying.
The point of the matter is she ain't got it. It really
so,
because she didn't want it. Because she didn't want it anymore.
Every month.
She knows she can't pay for it.
Nah, but on the real, it is, even though, listen, it is gangster. I thought it was gangster. I thought it was cool. I thought it was
funny. That's why she don't want it.
However, I don't know if I would go through the trouble of thinking about all the gifts I've given someone to go get it back. That's a huge price tag, but it ain't tricking if you got it. But I just feel like I don't know. I don't know if I'd be petty enough to be like, and give me back that car. Now if my name is on it, then it's mine anyway. So
I have a question for you. It's not necessarily being like petty, but why is it that like you can be in this relationship and this is what we're doing. I bought you this car. We're over. I want my car back. There's nothing wrong with that.
So here's the thing. My answer to this is I don't think he should have done it. I wouldn't do it, and I would be pissed if somebody did it to me because in my mind, if I gift somebody something, it's theirs. I see it like Indian giving. If I gift it and take it back. If I got enough money where I can give somebody a – yeah, that's a fucked up term. My bad. 2021. But if I got enough money where I can give somebody a $250,000 car, it's their fucking car at that point, right? Sure, if it's something that my name is on it, I'm taking it out my name. Or if that's too much work, I'll take it back. But just straight up on the strength of it,
if he's able to repossess it,
I'm not taking it back, and I would feel pissed off if somebody did that to me because it wasn't true.
Well, let's just be honest. It really depends on how the relationship ended. If the relationship ended bad, I want all my stuff back. And yes, I will come up with a list of everything I gave you. Give it back.
I feel that.
Let's not pretend. If the relationship was amicable, we're friends, I might be like, just give me half of it back. But...
Now, that's reasonable, Teresa. Right. But for me,
that's because you've never had a bad breakup.
You know what? You got me. I'm going to chalk it up as a law.
Like super
no, that's just how I am. I'm just facts, like, right. Like, fuck it. Shit happened.
He did say that in the last episode, didn't he?
I will literally say that's how Dre is.
He said he leaves the door open. But some of us slammed it.
Exactly. When it's bad enough, Dre, you will slam that door and you want everything that ties you to them.
I never would.
No, give me my stuff because I don't want you to talk to me.
I promise I never would. I promise.
Well, you know what? The old folks always say never say never. So, hey.
Never say never.
But I'm glad to hear you haven't had to thus far.
So what if you got her this car and then you caught her sleeping with another dude?
And
she got pregnant.
And she keeps the car.
And you heard her screaming, "F that nigga."
Hey, guess what? The ladies would say.
I would say, I guess he better torch the cardigan.
So it's his fault. So that's what it was supposed to be.
That's Detroit. That's Detroit right there.
Yes, you better torch the car, my brother, because you ain't getting it back. The only way you're going to get it back is if you know, you just destroy it. But you're not getting it back.
But if you think about it, if he's able to repossess it, then obviously he has some type of ownership of it. Cause they're not gonna just go take a car back that ain't yours. They're not gonna commit Grand Theft Auto for somebody.
It's his. Yeah. That's a good point. That's a fair point.
So and then so legally,
plus if he had a good accountant, they wouldn't let him do it.
So legally, if you give somebody a gift and you take it back, it's stealing. You can't take a gift back if you give it. That's why a lot of people go to court. I want my engagement ring back. No, you gave it as a gift. However, it depends on the conditions in which you give it. I'm giving you this gift with the standpoint of I want my chick to be running around in the best car. I want her looking this way. I want her representing this thing. You're not my chick anymore. So you can ride whatever you want to ride at this point. So it really depends on the conditions of the gift when you gave it. Not everything is unconditional. Right. That's Jesus. Some things do come with conditions. And you know what I'm saying? So
okay,
it depends on who you are and how you did things.
There was another thing on social media where this girl was talking about how her boyfriend like put her up in this really nice like condo and everything and like set her up to live, you know, well off, I guess. And they broke up and she's like, she's saying that he has to help, like maintain that lifestyle for her since he put her in that lifestyle. Do y'all agree?
Not at all.
A girlfriend?
It was a girlfriend.
Definitely not.
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
I don't agree with that, and I don't agree with a lot of the alimony rules either. So I'm definitely not on board with that.
Well, when it comes to gift giving, I'm a big gift giver. Like, I love buying gifts. I love shopping for people. Like, that's like part of how I show my love is just like listening and paying attention and like filling those gaps and buying gifts. So I have never been one that said I want my gift back. And I've spent some money. You know, through the years, I've spent a nice grip of money on gifts, and I've never, ever, 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 ever asked for anything back because, you know, when I gave you the gift, it's what I wanted you to have. It's how I felt, you know, in that moment. So I don't want it back. You know, I'm never going to ask for anything back. You know, matter of fact, go ahead and stunt in the gift. You know, I'm fine with that. So, like, my thoughts on gifts is just a little bit different because, I love buying gifts. I love buying gifts for my partner.
Yeah, it all depends on what the gift is, and if it's the gift in question, I want my shit back.
Well, if I buy you a car, I wanted you to have that car. So,
and I appreciate I appreciate that for other people to be that giving. I think it's dope if your heart is in that place. I'm not there. I honestly feel like since you said it, like if it's like coat something like that, like. Keep that. It's cool, dope. On that strength, whatever. You can have that. But with that price tag, it still ain't tricking.
It's all relative.
The price tag. It's also about what you can afford, right? It's relative. Like if I can afford to pay for some shit that's
if I can afford it
out of the
if
way
you can keep that car it doesn't and it matter. Won't hurt me what right? I'm saying is it's still my car and I don't feel like you deserve that car because I gave it to you in this relationship.
Fuck you.
Wait, BJ, so now you saying if he was him you wouldn't have took the car back because he could afford it?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
All right, well, can you clarify that then?
What I'm saying is I understand, like, if you have a certain amount of money and it's just kind of petty. Like, if I give somebody a sweatshirt, I'm not going to be like, I want my sweatshirt back. You know what I'm saying?
Undergrad, right? I want my shit back.
No, not it. I'm just saying, like.
What if you bought somebody a $2,000 necklace, right? You bought somebody a $2,000 necklace. You going back after that necklace?
Nah.
2000 at this point, probably not.
Probably not.
Maybe
just because fuck you, honestly. Just because fuck you,
and the terms of the breakup.
$50,000
is also my cheating shit. I'm definitely coming to get that shit.
Give me my shit back.
Well, what if you cheat?
And the terms of the breakup. Exactly.
I'm definitely coming if my name is on.
Get my shit back. My name is on. If I cheat it and we break up, I'd still make up. Absolutely.
So here's the thing. So yeah, no, if my name is on it, because for one,
it's still mine.
Be on that with you, because if you go hit somebody and my name is on that, or you default on the payments.
All right, what if your name's not on it, though? Your name's not on it, but you cheated. What you doing? What's your move?
I feel like BJ. I understand why. I understand name, that he did cheated. It, but I probably wouldn't do it.
No, it's
I probably wouldn't do
names,
it. None, at the beginning. I think it's gangster. I think it's funny. I understand why he did it. I probably wouldn't do it, but I would consider it. If depending on how it ended. If I cheated,
well, yeah,
then,
I guess that's a parting gift. I totally get that part. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for playing.
Right. I'm sorry, baby. I messed up. You're going to have this car and go and do what you do. Get my name off of it.
Just take my name off the shit.
But see, as far as like maintaining the lifestyle, right. Like for real. So for me, I'm the type of dude who would be like, all right, if you are with me, like I have no problem. I'm that guy who's like, cool, you can hair done, nails done, hair dating done, take care of your car, do your thing. Like I have no problem because I don't ever want my woman to be out and be like, I gotta get my hair done next week, so I gotta wear this hat, or I gotta put this Band-Aid around my fingernail because it broke, and whatever. Like I ain't trying to be on all that. Like I want you to feel good, look good, whatever. While we're together, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want you to have to be worrying about getting your car done. I don't want you to worry about, like, it's certain things. I'm just like, there's certain things that come with being with me, right? There's a lifestyle that comes with being with me. It's not just you showing up and you get to say, I'm with Cedric. Like, no, like, there's a lifestyle attributed to it. Before you even speak it, like, okay, I'm with this guy, you know? And that's just how it is. But, like, now, if it's over, it's not for me to be like, well, I kept getting your hair done. Let me go on and keep getting it done. And I bought all these clothes for you. Let me go on and keep buying your clothes. Girl, you better figure it out. Figure it out. It was something while it lasted.
Yeah, I think that's real extreme. That'd be like, we weren't a one unit legally, but I still am supposed to support you. Like, I don't see that happening.
Right.
I don't see that happen. Well, let me ask you the other side of the Quavo question. You were gifted a $250,000 car. Somebody, your ex tried to take it back. Did you fight for it? So your answer is yes.
Stays in the garage.
This nigga is
gonna have to use it. You can't even use it.
No. I mean, like when
he said it's gonna stay in the garage.
Like he gonna drive it, and that's about the only time you gonna see somebody or see it out and about. Once he park it, can't nobody get to it.
Right.
I wouldn't trip because I would have the same mentality. Like I want my shit back, and I can understand they want their shit back too in that situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
With this little dent in it.
For me, it'd be like, fuck you. Take your shit.
I actually gifted someone something and it ended up not working out. I was just like, yeah, can you just throw it away? Like, don't even mail it to me. I also just don't want you it in your possession. I don't want it in your possession. Just throw it away.
I don't want you to enjoy the gift that I gave you.
I didn't follow up on it, but I wanted him to know that I just didn't care. Like I don't, and I'm sure he did throw it away, you know. But I mean, I'm with y'all. The answer for me is no.
Lauren, we together. You buy me a dope ass outfit. It comes with two parts, maybe a nice little sweatsuit or something like that. We break up. You don't ask for it back, but you want me to throw it away. I don't throw it away. And then I let my new girl wear it, and you come to find out. How you feel? What you gonna do?
Honored. I'll feel honored.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I'm glad your new boo can benefit from my purchase. You know, because your broke ass couldn't buy it for yourself.
Ooh,
that's it.
I see the spin you just put on that. Absolutely. You keeping the whip, Shannon?
I earned it.
And you're flossing it.
Uh-uh.
dealing with
why
your
did
ass.
You why
Shannon, why did you earn ass? That whip? Because you know why?
Let's have this conversation.
I'm certain that you tried my nerves on several occasions. I earned that whip. It's mine.
Why?
I'm back.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Uh-uh.
But maybe
same with any engagement ring, anything. It's mine. Any property, that's mine.
No.
I'm not giving anything back.
So I think we've had this conversation. I may come back for an engagement ring. I might come back for that.
Good luck.
My question is why is it that women think that they are
with certain things?
No.
Yeah, like what? We
when
are
we break
in
up,
this
we're
together,
not in this
right?
together anymore.
Why do you think that you're? Why not? Why?
That's fair.
But why is it my fault that you feel a certain way?
You cheat on me, we break up.
That's if I cheat on you. But if we just don't fit. If we are we just moving forward.
The fuck I do. Yes.
That doesn't mean you get to keep everything. Huh?
What?
Why? Why? Why?
Yes, no.
Why? I'm literally seriously.
I want to make
because
you're
not calling getting y'all shit back for anybody else.
Why?
Indeed. let's have this conversation on why.
Oh shit.
Men don't get the same respect.
If
when it
you're
comes
with me,
down
you keep all that shit I bought you. I don't care.
Relationships.
You got it. It's
when
yours.
They
I'm
end.
Not going to ask for it back. Don't come. Don't even look my way. I'm keeping everything. Yes.
You keep your shit.
Well, no, you. He was just being
Wait,
extra.
Laura, you had a pretty
he was
big
being extra, but I'm with Shannon. You keep it.
Oh.
I'm not, minimal.
I'm not being extra. I'm literally being how do you say
extra. That's fine. It's okay
I'm
to be
not
extra.
Being extra. I'm just here for the men. Oh, I am actually going to go on it, but what I'm saying is,
listen,
why is it that you guys can do what the fuck you guys want to do?
Chocolate milk waste.
Let's get the hand.
Patriarchal society, we didn't create it. We're
right?
just living in it.
Neither did we. Neither did black men.
But you definitely
did. Neither
did
black men. That's a whole other conversation.
Okay.
Wait, you know what?
A whole other conversation.
Y'all brought up a point, though. Where my earlier statement is not accurate if we're talking about the engagement ring, because just on the strength of what that means to the relationship,
I don't know that I would call
any
that.
Other gift y'all can keep. Engagement ring, I'm gonna need.
I don't understand why you would want to keep it.
You're not gonna be able to offload it.
Why not?
It's
why
not?
Why,
jewelry.
Why do you think? Why
would
you just
want
that?
Keep it?
Who
there's
the
nothing
fuck
you can,
are you?
There's
who
nothing to do with
are
ring.
You?
You might as well let her keep it.
Why do you deserve it?
What are you going to do
sell
with it?
Sell it.
She said put on another face.
You.
Ooh.
Like, the per-
I,
no.
You're talking about
you're going to sell it and get 200. You're going to sell it and get 200.
Coming from the one that's had four of them? No, you get more than that.
No, you know why? Because. No, but this is why I would keep it, Sid.
You had four failed engagements? What's wrong with
clearly
you?
Nothing.
Yes. Clearly.
Clearly nothing.
I'm messing with you.
Wait. Said this is why I would keep it, right? Any other gifts, I'm just giving it to them out of the kindness of my heart because I want to make them happy, I want to make them smile, blah blah blah, all that bullshit that we say. Engagement ring is to signify our eternal bond.
Not yet.
If there is no more eternal bond,
intention.
That's why
give me my shit
intention
back.
That you want to be with that person.
Exactly. Give me my shit back.
No, that's not in my mind. For my if I give somebody engagement ring,
let's
because
break,
that means we're going to be together
let's break
forever.
Down this word engagement.
Never, not together forever.
Engagement means.
Cedrice, you guys are saying the
no,
same
we're
thing.
Not. We're not. We're not.
You guys are
we're not
agreeing.
BJ. We're not.
No. Yeah.
We're not, BJ. No, I get what. No, be okay. Said, I understand the term of the engagement, what that means.
What
I'm saying in my mind what the ring signifies. The ring signifies more than a definition of engagement to me. And if there isn't an engagement, I want that ring that signifies engagement because since the engagement
will
is dilute or gone.
It will be.
Yo, Shannon, if you know how to get more money from rings,
we need to connect that to that.
Okay, let's go. We need to connect that. I need to figure out how I can get
he
more.
He needs you to be a third party in the transaction. Oh, shit. But, y'all, this was fun. We're going to go ahead and bring this episode to a close. Once again, we really, really appreciate the ladies for joining us. Shannon, Lauren, Dr. Teresha, I had to dip a little bit earlier, you know, handle the kids' responsibilities. We've been recording all night long, a couple episodes back to back, so we really, really appreciate y'all putting up with us, fighting through all of the technical difficulties, everything we had going on. Love y'all, appreciate y'all. But before we wrap, let me get a final word from everybody.
Hey, man, just understand.
Who wants to kick it off?
We on here having fun. So, but if you get mad, meet us in the community group. And we got more for you. So, hey.
Absolutely. I want to say thank you. Thank you for coming and hanging with us. I don't give a fuck about what
who you mad
any
at, bro?
Of y'all got to say.
Who you mad at?
Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. Seriously. I'm mad at everybody. Fuck y'all. Like, y'all be on some pandering shit. Like, y'all be fucking lying, nigga. Like, fuck y'all, man. But we gonna have fun. Let's go.
Tell us why you mad, fuck son.
These niggas be lying. I got the talking curse of like BJ. First of all,
these niggas be lying, son.
Give it out of God. Fuck y'all, man.
Like, yeah,
she said I'm finna talk in cursive.
No,
talking in cursive.
Nigga.
That's hilarious. I love that.
For real, man.
Oh yeah.
So Cedrice, what you're not gonna do is act like I haven't been agreeing with you the whole night. Because I have been. Because these niggas been trying to fuck
you're
with
on my
you.
Side.
Right, you try one to we are one.
You my friend.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. All right, you know what? All right. No. Fuck y'all.
I can't wait for the next for tomorrow.
Fuck y'all.
I can't wait for Slack tomorrow.
How about that? No. Fuck y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, just watch the recording. Shit. You've
nigga,
seen everything unfold right before
been
your eyes.
Trying to, all
right. So we don't. It's all right there.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and fuck. Fuck everything JT has to say right now. I don't give a fuck.
You drinking light, ain't you?
All right,
you drinking light over here. Making me hella paranoid and aggressive. Stay with the dark, brother.
He had dark earlier. He's mixing.
I don't like your attitude right now. First off, you niggas don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
You
secondly,
have a clear glass.
We totally can see.
I don't like it.
You can see me. You can see me.
Y'all can see me.
Right. We're on camera. Fuck out of here.
Oh, I thought I was invisible.
You can see me.
Oh, God.
What'd you say?
What a white woman.
Oh, my
at?
God.
Fuck
what?
Y'all, man.
Editing that shit.
What?
Can we get final words from everybody else?
No, so ladies, again, thank you for coming. I appreciate you all. Your perspective. Because... honestly, just doing it with these fellas sometimes is, but I thank you for being here. But no, honestly, if I give you something, if I want it back, I would like
this
it back.
Is too much.
No matter what, like let's just be cool, like, cause I would give shit back.
No matter what,
absolutely.
I want it
absolutely.
Back.
This is the expectation part of his final thoughts. Carry on.
See, carry that's on. That's so fucked
I
up though. Like,
gift,
like
we are no longer together.
Grow
and
up.
You expensive car.
Let it be.
My name. I would like
you,
that.
You gave
back.
It away. Let it be.
You can keep the sweatshirt. That's fine. And the hooping shorts. Yeah, you can keep that shit.
Okay.
That's fine. All right. But no. Again, thank you all, ladies.
The sweatshirt.
I appreciate
it. Thank you, gentlemen, for having me. I love all of y'all individually in all kinds of special ways. I know we work
you.
On different
we
projects and whatnot
so
together. And, you know, you all
this
are my
so
family. And so, and I told Dre, anything you want from me, I'm going to say yes. You ask me whatever idea you got, yes. It's going to always be a yes for me. You, wait, like,
word.
Hold on. I know how to sound it. However,
okay, pissed off.
However, comma. Said,
stop it.
But yes, I have enjoyed the talk. It was nice meeting you, Lauren. You know, I look forward to, you know, future projects, and you know, this is great. So if I give you anything, you can keep it. Okay. Okay. It ain't tricking if you got it, and I definitely got it. Okay.
You got it, Shannon. So when you said we're family, is it like sister, brother, like
facts,
all friend zone? Have we all been friend zone?
Or not?
She said, "Talk offline, nigga. Talk offline."
Final thoughts. Same.
All right, Laura, what you got for the people?
Something you can keep. It. Don't try to come, you know, repo anything from me. You will not receive it. You will not get it back. I'm from Detroit. But thanks for having me, y'all. I've been a fan since day one.
The Dusty Muffin.
Super cool that I got to be on the show.
Bullshit. We appreciate you.
Is she done?
Appreciate you.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I am now. Really thanks, guys.
All right, that's all.
I thought she was.
Yeah, she's a stopped. Breath in there. It's like, all right. Okay.
As the night goes on, the more belligerent we become.
Love it.
Damn right.
Yeah. Spend the fucking money. If you ain't got it, don't go out on the dates. I don't care what they said. And you can keep my shit if I give it to you, too. Damn. And I don't want your shit, so I send it back however you want it to. But, ladies, we really, really appreciate y'all. Again, Teresha had to hop off. But her website is Teresha, TERISHALEE.com. The company is Propensities by Teresha Lee. You can check out, and you can find Lauren on YNR Radio Podcast. And also follow her on her IG, which will be linked in the bio. So you can get the updates on when the infamous Lunch with Lauren is coming back and get messy and talk gossip and all of this shit. It literally should be talking about everything on there. So whatever you like, it's going to be a topic 1 week.
Right.
So hop in there with her. But we appreciate y'all appreciating us. That's why we were happy to bring y'all on the show. We found three people, diverse backgrounds that we know from different parts of our lives, but have always supported the podcast since we've been at this thing for a little bit over a year. And there will be future opportunities for things like this for any of the listeners. Stay active, stay connected, keep – you know, us top of mind, and we'll try to keep you top of mind when we get these opportunities. But with that being said,
and JT,
we are going to go ahead and hop out of here.
And Shannon.
This is Dre.
And it's Lauren.
That's what's up. We out, peace.
Yeah.
Give me my shit back.
Peace.
And we out.
Hey.
It's first time we got it.
Real quick, wait.
Oh, y'all thought we got away? We back with 1528 After Dark. We got a special segment to wrap this up. And right. Real quick, we actually probably should have had JT say it with the deep voice, but you want to ask the question? Exactly. You want to ask the question, JT?
Ladies, what are your thoughts on men having sex toys?
Lauren got a little bit excited when you start talking, JT. Ooh. Lauren got a little bit excited.
I'm laughing at the question, y'all. Relax.
Oh,
relax.
Right, yeah.
look at her face. Oh, a little moist. Oh,
A, B,
shit.
C, D, E, F, G.
JT said, let me double check just in case. Just in case it is somebody out here.
Elemental P.
Just in case it is somebody out there that like the voice, JT just doubled down for you.
Indeed.
Welcome back to 15.
So what do we think, ladies? Ladies, what do you think?
Again, what's love without limits, right? So that's been what I've said. And I mean, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And you got to talk to your partner. So it depends on you and your partner and what they're comfortable with. You know, because some people may perceive it as cheating, You know, they may perceive it as you stepping out and wanting something different than them. So you got to measure what your partner wants when it comes to that. And some people may be okay with bringing it all together, you know, everything, you know, everybody together. So, you know, I believe it's a case by case situation, you know. And just what you and your partner are feeling at that time. So
definitely, I'm all for having fun. Okay. Lauren,
what's your thoughts on
it? You know, but it's a case by case basis. I've never had any. I've never had that happen, but I wouldn't be opposed or I wouldn't be against it if it was presented to me in that way. Like if men was so like, okay, I'm bringing this into, I would be, you know, curious. So like, okay, what's this about?
So follow up question. Does it have to be a particular type of toy? Are there certain toys that are off limits from your man using?
Like I would not be okay if my man had one of those full on artificial intelligence, you know, like I would be like, dude.
But what if she looked like you?
If
she
looked to me,
bitch that's like gonna talk to you.
Five foot.
That's even worse.
That would freak me all the way out.
I can see how that would be worse too. Yeah.
Yes. I'm like, dude, what are you doing with her that you can't do with me? Right?
But wait, but is life-size dolls the only thing, or are there other perceived negative toys in y'all minds?
For me, like I said, the life-size, like anything that's like that, or, you know, like those AI and blow-up dolls.
That's so extreme.
You got that extra expensive shit.
The basic one. Yeah.
Who can afford those?
We talking about the shit off the $20 table. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we're talking about like a pocket thing or something like freaks? That. I mean, you do. I'd rather see that than you like just.
So you cool with a pocket pussy?
Pocket pussy, fleshlights. Y'all good with?
You ain't got to say it.
I mean,
say it.
You know, you do what you got
to
do.
You're not opposed to it.
Like, exactly.
I've never, at least I don't know. You know, anyone that I've. You know, been in a relationship with that had one, you know. So I wouldn't be upset.
Lauren, are there any toys or anything that you think are just off limits?
I mean, aside, like, to her point, there's a creep factor with the whole blow up doll thing, but I don't have any experience with it. So I don't want to, like, already, like, X-nay a whole bunch of stuff. And I don't have any experience with them bringing it into the bedroom. So, I mean, I'm open right now until he brings something. I'll be like, whoa, what the fuck is that? Like, keep that where it belongs.
Well, but
so
go ahead.
You're cool with like a prostate massager?
Oh. Wait, I had to visualize that. Like, wait, how you get to? Oh,
that's a different interest.
I'm like, how you get to? Okay. Tighten up.
Y'all cool with that?
No.
I don't have any experience with
that. There's only one access point for that.
That's all I'm thinking about. Right, experience or not, I'm all set. No, thank you.
I can't answer that. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I know that that's like the deepest, you know, orgasm for,
right.
For what I'm told for men is a prostate-induced orgasm. So I don't know.
I had enough without it. I'm good. I am good.
I'm cool with what I get now.
But to your answer, Lauren, let me ask you. You said you're okay if he brings it into the bedroom.
I have a problem.
What if he's regularly using this stuff without you? Are you cool with that?
How would I know unless we had that conversation? Like, I don't want to say like if you do it, like keep it to yourself. I don't want to know. But if you are doing it, I would question, like, do you still need that now that I'm in the picture? Like, you know what I mean?
Take it away from my experience.
Right.
Right. But let's say you never saw a fleshlight. Y'all were together for a year. All of a sudden, one showed up on his top drawer, But you never see him use that shit, but it ain't in a new rapper no more.
Oh, we're having a conversation. A conversation is definitely going to be had. Like, okay, what's happening
okay,
here?
Okay.
You know, like, the conversation is going to be had.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Like, I mean, I feel like there are basic toys that I feel like women would be okay with, in a sense, like a fleshlight, pocket pussy. You know what I'm saying? I feel like most, not going to say that's extreme. But I feel like those are the things, like, if a woman saw it, she would, like, write it off a little bit. Be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for the times that I don't feel like doing XYZ, he got these things where do blah, blah,
right,
blah.
I got my rose. Feel, he got his fleshlight.
Yeah. Because what I do not subscribe to is you feel like you are in charge of my orgasms and me busting a nut. That's like, because, like, women who don't like their guys to jack off, like. I don't agree with that part. But go ahead. What'd you put to say, Seth?
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, for real, like, talks of toys and kinky like that freaks
get
me.
Get it
out.
Nah.
I'm good.
That's what the toys are for.
I can tell, right.
See? And that's how comfortable I am. That's how uncomfortable I am with it, right? I don't know. Like, I feel like, you know, if you're not good enough, I guess, to do what needs to be done to keep your person satisfied, then I'm sorry. That's just a lot. I feel like if somebody got to introduce all this weird-ish, I don't get into the whole, like.
Fetishes and.
I don't know. I just can't. Yeah, fetishes and toys. And, I mean, if you want to, like, stop the move right quick, like, pull out a toy. And I'm just like, oh, well, go have fun. I'm going to go home. Like, I don't know. To me, it's another level of freaky-ish that I'm just not on. Like, I'm a Scorpio, and you know, we can make it do what it do, but I'm just not that big of a freak. Like,
so I'm never going to kink shame anyone. I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to kink shame or whatever it is that you're into. Hmm. You know, it's just simply put.
Go up.
Simply put, whatever it is that I'm comfortable with, because again, I don't have any experience with that, and I don't know. I didn't hear it. I don't know what he said.
We said After Dark and Darth Vader showed up. Jesus Christ! What the fuck? Well, before we did, fellas, is there any level of sex toys that are off limits for y'all, or as Lauren put it in the most eloquent way, it just makes you feel like there's some kind of, like, perv alert that rings out when you see it or whatnot.
If I'm with a chick and she pulls out a toy, it's gonna be a
sign to me that I'm not enough to do whatever she needs to get done. So I'm just like, let me not waste your time. That's me. It's my perspective.
And but
if they
maybe
need a little
sometimes
more, then maybe
you
they
just,
can go get
they just
I just
need
feel like if
more.
I'm showing up,
you're right,
and
you're
we
right.
Doing what we do, and you'd be like, hold on real quick, let me get
you
a.
You don't think
like,
that just adds to it versus?
All right, well, get your look. Get your.
All I'm saying, I've had an ex-girlfriend, in Kentucky, in fact. We used to use a rabbit every once in a while. Yeah. Why not?
That's a bullet.
It was just a little, this little ball, that buzz. Yeah, is
that's
that
it,
a little
BJ.
Buzz?
There you go.
But she can get off.
What was most important
without it?
Was that she got off.
Without
it? It wasn't about me or my ego. She got off. I'm just saying, she got off, and we had a good time, and we moved on after that. And it wasn't, I didn't feel emasculated because my dick couldn't get her off. I just made sure she got off and we had a good time.
Fucking with you.
That's all that really mattered. And that's all that really matters. No, come on now. Come on. Y'all not going to act like I'm just an asshole. But that's what it was. She got off. We had a good time. And that's all that really matters.
I'm with the kinks. Like, Yeah, that's. I mean, that's it. Like, fuck the bullshit. Like, you know, whatever the safe word is, that's
you,
the safe
you
word.
The kinks. You know is like, that how you're gonna end this?
Call it quits when they call it quits. And but if you down,
right, as long as they get theirs,
see,
right.
Oh God. So to run us back in a little bit.
Okay, so that's not a toy. Choking? Now, choking is something different.
Well, who knows where he was going next, so I'm going to just reel this back in. I'm kind of along Shannon said. I'm not going to kink shame anybody. I don't necessarily know if there's a certain toy or something that I would be uncomfortable if I saw. I don't mind people using them. I don't necessarily see it the way Seth sees it, where, like, they're not doing enough. But just, like, they got a podcast. I was listening to it. I can't think of their name, but it's a really popular podcast. Two ladies, they talk about sex a lot, and when they were talking about toys, the way that they explained it, like, it's just like how some people don't only do missionary. Hopefully nobody only does missionary. You do different positions because you get different sensations, you feel different ways. That's why some people like certain toys, is because it makes them feel different. So, like, if that's their thing, cool, just don't try to get me to do no weird shit that I don't want to do, because I'm not doing most of it. But if you want to do it on yourself, then that's cool.
Mm-hmm. I guess there's some spots that some guys just can't reach.
Not even reach. Like, sometimes a plastic thing feels different than a human thing.
That's okay.
If you're, plastic feels different than human, too.
If you're limited.
I knew somebody was going to do this. If you're using a toy because you lack.
If you can't,
this nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I knew it. I knew it.
You need a toy to reach.
You limited. Okay.
And hold up. Talking about what toy. She pulled out a shovel. You better be like, hold up. Y'all gonna be like, okay.
Then that's when he said the safe word comes in. Like,
that's what we not like.
Alligator tacos.
Hold up.
The fuck?
Oh, shit. Oh man, no.
Okay, nope. After dark, right?
Oh man,
28 after dark.
After dark, I know, right? We're gonna have to have a whole little segment. But this was real. Again, we appreciate y'all, fellas. It was great, ladies. We really, really appreciate you putting up with all that we do. Happy that you guys got to see what happens on the back end, and this will be out. Feel free to share on your platforms. Bring your people in. Show them what you did. And Lauren said, nah, that ain't happening. Everybody can't see this. Yeah, not this. But
Not this one.
You heard her say she does a show for millennial Christians.
They're gonna right. be like... But again, 1528 After Dark. You want to send the people home, JT?
It's still pretty fucking early.
I want to thank you for listening to 1528 Podcast After Dark. If you got any other questions about any of the topics that we discussed tonight, please make sure you chime in with Ask 1528. In our community group, and we appreciate you. Until next time.
And we out, y'all. Peace.
Niggas be so mad.
Peace.
Niggas be so mad.